Unisa Radio. The African voice. It's all about you.
Thank you very much for tuning in. On Twitter, it's at Unisa Radio. On Facebook, we are Unisa Radio. I did tell you that we're going to be having a conversation about National Kidney Awareness Week, which it happened around the week of the 7th until the 11th of September. So the first week, around about the first week of September. In Unisa Radio tradition, every awareness, we try to extend it to a month so that we can fully educate everybody on the topic and make sure that we provide everybody with the necessary information. And on the line right now, I do have Mr. Fanny Detoit, who is from the National Key Foundation, or rather the National Kidney Foundation of South Africa, and he's going to be educating us on everything we need to know on this particular subject. How are you, Mr. Detoit?
Doing very well, thanks, Mayor. And how are you guys there? Thank you for this opportunity,
Thank you very much for affording us your time, and I think I also have to thank you in advance for the insight that you're going to share.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. So I think maybe we can start by opening up the conversation with the function of a kidney in one's body. What is the function of a kidney?
Yes, you know, people think that the kidney basically, you know, produces urine. But there's much more to the kidney than just producing urine. Kidneys are actually filters which support quite a lot of functions in our bodies. And, you know, these are things like creating essential chemicals. They break down unnecessary or dangerous substances. They excrete drugs and medicines and poisons from our body. They provide nutrients to take care of bones and joints. You know, they control the amount of acidity and alkalinity in the body. They produce substances which control our blood pressure. And they produce hormones, which is vital for the production of red blood cells, which carry oxygen to the whole of our body. So you can understand that the kidneys have quite a lot of functions, and they're very important in the body.
Mm. And I think as well, as I was asking this question, and as also when you answered, a lot of the time, maybe when you start a conversation like this by saying, what is the function of a kidney, people might think, but everybody knows. But not everybody knows, you know?
Absolutely, you know, there's a lot of, I can't say ignorance, but a lot of people that, you know, that just might be not interested in finding out about it, but it's so important, you know, it's, and that's why we have things like the Kidney Awareness Week, is so that we can educate people about all these different functions of the kidneys.
Mm. And what is the prevalence of kidney disease in South Africa?
Well, there's a kidney or a renal registry that is, you know, in South Africa, that all the units with kidney patients are receiving dialysis and things like that. You know, all those statistics are gathered into the renal registry. And the last figures that we have is from 2017. And at that stage in South Africa, we had 10,744 people on renal replacement therapy. Mm. Now, that is a prevalence of 190 per million population. And if you look at the prevalence all over the world, especially in the developed countries and all that, this is far below. And unfortunately, there's also a great disparity in South Africa between the population, you know, that relies on public health and those that rely on, you know, the private sector health care. So in the public health care, the incidence of renal replacement therapy is as low as 25 per million population, which is extremely low, actually. And, yeah, but the international, if you take the international standard that 1 out of 10 people is affected by kidney disease, and we apply that to the South African statistics, then we see that we should actually have around 250,000, as much as that, you know, people on renal therapy. But unfortunately, we lack very, you know, much in that area, and we, as I mentioned, we only had 10,744 cases in 2017.
Okay, and I think if I must ask in terms of public health, I remember I also had a family member who had renal failure, but we took him to a public hospital, and when after he was discharged and when we started, you know, taking him to private facilities, that's when we were informed that no, at the age of 55, in certain public hospitals they cannot dialysis.
It's a very bad situation in our public sector, you know, and we need many, many more dialysis units. Most of the people in South Africa being diagnosed with kidney failure needs to go to the private sector to, you know, get dialysis. Yeah.
But are there public hospitals that maybe offer identified ones that offer dialysis?
There are groups, or shall I say, all the tertiary hospitals certainly do, offer dialysis as a treatment in the public sector. But if you look at the data on the number of treatment centres, for instance, there's 29 public sector dialysis units, as compared to the 249 units in the private sector, you know, so, and that was the 27 statistics. So we do need many, many more units in the public sector.
And among which age group is kidney infections prevalent?
Well, the median age of patients on renal replacement therapy in 2017 was 52.6 years age, and of those, 59.6% were male. But because of the rationing and selection criteria applied in public sector, patients treated were much younger than those treated in the private sector, you know, so we see the disparity between the public and the private sector there as well in terms of age. We are aware that there is a difference between the presenting age in the different population groups, and the black people present with kidney problems at a younger age than the other population groups.
All right. I wasn't aware of that. And some of maybe the common kidney diseases?
Well, the most commonly reported primary renal diagnosis was hypertensive renal disease, which is the biggest problem in South Africa, hypertension. And then followed, you know, by diabetic renal disease, then glomerular diseases, cystic kidney diseases, obstructions of the kidneys and that sort of thing. And these problems are caused by things like high blood pressure, where we see that there's a lot of pressure on the minute, the tiny blood vessels that we find in the kidney that just cannot handle the pressure, you know, because of the high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And in diabetes, there's a deposition of substance, almost a syrupy substance, that causes the kidney filters to be gummed up and not able to work properly. Inflammation of the kidneys, which is the glomerulonephritis, then blockages is things like kidney stones, you know, that are formed through crystallization of all the chemicals that we find in the urine. And then also, you know, the hereditary disorders, things, you know, like the genetics that also do play a role. And then, you know, lastly, the trauma to the kidneys, where your kidneys are injured in an accident, or maybe even, you know, kidney damage is caused by medication, drugs, poisons, radiation, and all those sort of things, you know. But very important, I think, in South Africa in the context of kidney disease is the fact that we should know our family history. If there's a family history of high blood pressure or diabetes, then the chances of you developing kidney problems are higher than the normal population. So you should be aware of the fact if any of your ancestors or anybody in the family had high blood pressure or diabetes.
And now that you've mentioned all of the things that can lead to, maybe a kidney being damaged or any kidney-related issues, what is then the option when one is facing such a situation?
Well, the thing is, if you're aware of your higher risk, then you should definitely see a doctor on a regular basis. And we also, we recommend that patients with a known family history or something like that should see a doctor at least once a year to if there's any problems, to pick it up earlier. And that's very important. The sooner that you pick up on problems with the kidneys, the sooner you can actually prevent them from progressing to the point where you would need a kidney transplant or renal replacement therapy, which is the dialysis. That's the sort of thing that we aim to get into our education, education about kidneys, is that the earlier that you can actually pick up on it, the better. But once you do get to the point where you have kidney failure or end-stage renal failure, as we also talk about it, then there's three options. The one is, two of them are dialysis, and it's two different forms of dialysis. The one is the hemodialysis, where you go to a hospital and you sit with a machine, in your coupled to your body, and the blood is spinned through the hemodialysis machine for 4 hours at a time to clean your blood. And then the peritoneal dialysis is dialysis that you do at home, where you use one of the body's own natural filters to actually drain the blood through and then get rid of the toxins and things. And then the third one, which is not dialysis, is transplantation. And that is also in South Africa, we have very low figures in terms of transplantation. So it's also an underutilized way of treating the kidneys, the kidney failure.
Okay. And what are the determining factors for one's eligibility to get a transplant?
Well, the transplantability of a patient is actually determined by the doctor treating the patient. They look at all the different aspects that are related to kidney failure and all that, and they would make the decision. If there's a possibility of a transplant, normally the doctor would then refer the patient's case to a whole panel of doctors who then decide, if a kidney transplant is in order or not. So it's not a single doctor that makes the decision. It's a whole panel of experts. And reasons why patient may not be a good candidate for a transplant is, for instance, comorbidities. If you do have high blood pressure and diabetes, if you are obese, all those things play a role in if a patient is suitable for a transplant or not. And of course, age, and then non-compliance to treatment. With kidney dialysis being as expensive as it is, people can't afford dialysis, and they sort of take the patient to a unit two or three times a week instead of four times, and those sort of things will have an effect in the end of whether you are transplantable or not.
And just, Mr. Detoyer, maybe just lastly, what is it that you, any other information that you'd like to share with us in terms of us taking care of ourselves and around anything around kidney health?
Well, there's a few things that one can do, definitely. The first thing on the list normally is to quit smoking. to limit alcohol intake. You know, and then if you drink, make water your tipple of choice. You know, water assists in transporting all the nutrients around the body and helping to eliminate all the wastes and toxins that we are talking about that the kidney actually, you know, helps to take out of the body. And limit your intake of caffeine and cola, because these can irritate the bladder and then can act as a diuretic. You should, you know, try and keep up with exercise. You know, the benefits of regular exercise are wide-reaching and also does help the kidneys as well. There's, you know, we have to practice safe sex because HIV causes kidney failure in about 8 to 10% of cases, you know, HIV cases. Mm-hmm. And then nutrition, you have to make sure that you eat right, you know, a good diet. There's a salt rule that says that you should eat as little as possible salt. There's a fat rule that says you should avoid saturated fats like chicken skin, visible fat on meat, full fat dairy products, and there's a whole list of them. And then there's a sugar rule as well that you need to check on how much sugar you actually put into your body. Mm. So all those things are very, very important. And I think a very important tip for diet is that we need to learn to read and understand the labels on all the food and the drinks that we buy and we, you know, put into our body. Mm. So those things are very important.
All right. Mr. Detoy, thank you very much for the insight and thank you for sharing all that information.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity again. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. And that was Mr. Fanny Detoit, who is an administrator at the National Kidney Foundation of South Africa. And he was just giving us insight on how to take care of our kidneys, but overall everything that is related to kidneys. So do find us on Twitter at UNISA Radio, on Facebook we are UNISA Radio, and you can also stream us live on www.radio.net. It is UNISA Radio.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. UNISA Radio.